Well, there we go. It's Sitting Pretty on the Cambridge 105 radio playlist. It's the current single from Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Hypnotised, or Hypnotised. And I've got her on the line to have a bit of a chat about that. Sophie joins me. Sophie, hi.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, listen, across Cambridge, Sophie, academics and learned people are going, it's Hypnotised, woman. It really catches the imagination, holds the song title in people's heads, doesn't it?
Well, the song is definitely called Hypnotised, if that soothes the academics. but yeah, when it comes to singing it and you want it to rhyme with bed and head, then you have to do Hypnotised.
Indeed. Described by yourself as my favourite kind of wonky pop song. Is that what attracts you? Something a little bit different?
Definitely. I think I always like pop songs where you kind of feel a bit like, oh, what just happened, you know? And it's a bit like going on waltzes or something. Mm. It definitely appeals to my pop sensibilities when it's like that. So, yeah, this has been a really fun track to be part of, definitely.
And when you went into the studio, had it all been worked out as to exactly how this was going to do, or did you riff it a bit and wait till you got there?
Well, I worked with the producer's called Wo'o, and he's a talented songwriter, Glaswegian producer, and he had a lot of the track already done, but I had a few little ideas, and we just sort of collaborated, finished the track off. I think, you know, it's... Whenever I come and do something, particularly if it's a song that's already kind of, you know, got like its framework in place, then for me it's just about, you know, making sure it sounds like it should be me singing it rather than someone else. But it's always nice to kind of try and find your stamp, really. But Pete was a lovely person to work with, and I hope we do more together because he's very talented.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he said himself, he said, you know, I'd basically, it was all done, the song pretty much existed. Then Sophie sang it with her iconic voice, the track was suddenly taken to a whole new level. That's kind of what happened with Spiller and Groovejet as well, wasn't it? You got your hands on it, and away it went.
Well, actually, Groovejet was a little different, only because I actually co-wrote that one. So that song, when I first met it, didn't have anything on it. It was just instrumental. So that actually was the first song I ever co-wrote that was released, because I'd been in a band before that where I wasn't at all interested in songwriting. So Groovejet was like a big old adventure in every sense of the word, actually. And it's something, you know, that I still sing now, like 22 years later, which is kind of barking.
Well, I was doing my research, because you don't speak to somebody like you without at least looking a few things up on the internet. And one thing I didn't realise was Groovejet was the first song ever to be played on an iPod anywhere. They played it on a prototype unit in August 2001.
That's literally the only fact about any of my songs that any of my kids have been impressed with. yeah. I should probably put it on a T-shirt or something, because I think that is probably the coolest thing about me.
oh, I don't know. I mean, you must be labelled by your... Even your kids must accept you're cool, because you are one of these people. You are a jack of so many trades and master of all of them, it would seem. I mean, you are the definition of the old phrase, if you want something done, give it to a busy person, aren't you?
Well, you know what? I've been really enjoying myself, and I've always loved what I do, but I think particularly... The last few years, I'm sort of as much in love with my day job as ever, really. And it's been just an amazing summer and lots of blue skies and sunshine and happy crowds in the open air. So it's been really lovely. I've been really having a nice time.
Well, that is so nice. I mean, one thing as well, throughout the pandemic, you kept us entertained is an understatement with the Kitchen Disco. Now, so many songwriters we spoke to, it was a case of either they did sit down and write all those songs they'd promised they would write if they had the time, or they decorated the kitchen. But nobody ever took your approach to it of, actually, I'm going to do all this stuff, I'm going to do it in the kitchen.
Well, funnily enough, when lockdown first started... you know, Richard, who's also a musician, my husband, we both felt completely discombobulated. Our diaries were empty. And I didn't find it creative at all. I was like, I don't know how to do anything like this. Like, it was like my brain seized up. But music was really the saviour, because we thought, well, let's just have some fun and do something a bit silly. So the Kitchen Discos really came out of our need to find something to distract ourselves. And then once we had a little community out of it, it was just really special. So... it kind of saved us, really.
Well, it saved me as well, because I have to say yours was my favourite single of 2020 was Crying at the Discotheque. I absolutely love that tune. Absolutely love it.
It's a top tune.
It is. It's a great one. Coming back to Hypnotised then, it says here, forthcoming album?
Yeah, so I've been working on another album with a singer-songwriter called Ed Harcourt. So this is our third record together. So we did Wanderlust and then an album called Familia, and now... this one, which is just being mixed at the moment, and I'm really happy with it. It sounds exactly how I want it to sound, and I don't know, it's going to come out next year. It's not a disco record, but it's definitely got some pop moments in there. And I don't know, I just really felt like this was the album I needed to make next.
Well, absolutely.
I'm quite an instinctive person, really.
Well, and it stood you in good stead over the years. And I say over the years, when you sit and look at it, read my lips, my dear girl, 21 years ago that was.
I know, isn't that crazy? It's bonkers. It really is. And it's like, it just kind of creeps up on you a little bit, but I'm very much aware of it and I really like it. It's like there's something really lovely about looking back and it's suddenly like, oh, actually, I've been doing what I do for a little while now and it feels really nice.
But some people feel still sort of quite nervous about it. I know Elton John's been saying this about Britney Spears lately, that she sort of, you know, she needed validating that, yes, actually. You can. Are you past that point now? 20 years in, you know what you can do and you know what you're on about.
Well, I think with someone like Britney and all she's experienced, I think it would be foolish of me to compare myself, really. But I think certainly from my point of view, I feel very much like I'm 43. I love what I do. I've kind of like, there's a lot of things that fall by the wayside, like, you know, worrying what people think. And I certainly think that thing of, you know, worrying about relevance, that's so much part of the beginning of my career because, you know, you feel very, you know, judged and you're sort of putting yourself out there and everybody's a bit like, well, who are you and why are you here?
Yeah.
So at this point, it's a bit more like, I just love what I'm doing. I'm happy to keep working. I love doing the gigs. I'm still excited and a bit challenged by what I do. And that just feels really lovely. So I'm happy just sort of tootling along my own path, really.
Is there anything left on the tick on the bucket list that you want to do? Is there still, you know, being a James Bond film or something like that that you want to do?
I sort of hope so, really. I mean, I think, you know, whenever I've found myself getting anywhere near something predictable, I tend to pull the rug out from under me anyway. And, you know, in the last couple of years, there's been a few things that we've done that I've never done before. I've got my podcast that I adore doing. I, you know, did my dance-a-thon last year. Richard and I just done a cookbook. We're still sort of bringing new things to the table. And I think it's nice to learn new skills and still be a little bit scared about things sometimes. I'm quite into that feeling, really.
You've obviously got that from your mum as a former Blue Peter presenter. She's obviously been chucked in at the deep end more times than she can count.
It's true, actually. Well, she used to jump out of planes when she was on Blue Peter, so she's kind of the original, and she took it further than I ever would. So she's been great.
Yeah, well, it's always good to have somebody like that. Always good to have your mum on your side, and especially when she's got that depth of experience as well.
Exactly.
Well, listen, Sophie, it's been lovely to catch up with you. Welcome back to Cambridge 105. I know that Tim and Liz will send their love to you. And and keep us entertained as you've been doing throughout the pandemic. Thank you for that. We look forward to the new album. You're touring at the moment. But for now, we'll content ourselves with Hypnotised, which is a great track doing well on our playlist. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.